Netflix, the on-demand streaming service, first entered the Emmy Awards nearly 10 years ago. This year it won television's top honour for the first time.
And the Emmy goes to The Crown.
Thank you, the Television Academy. Thank you, Netflix. Thank you, Sony. Thanks, this lot.
Lady Diana Spencer, Your Majesty.
I was speaking.
Netflix took Best Drama Series for The Crown, a series about the British monarchy under Queen Elizabeth.
Your Majesty. Your Majesty.
Chess isn't always competitive.
Netflix also won Best Limited Series for The Queen's Gambit.
Beautiful.
The one thing that no algorithm can predict and no billion-dollar budget can manufacture is word of mouth. This award is for the fans who told their friends and who became friends, fans who told their friends, dude, you gotta watch the orphan girl chess drama.
Cable channels once dominated the Emmys. On Sunday, Netflix won 44 awards, equaling the broadcast network record set by CBS in 1974. A further sign that relative newcomers have upended the traditional broadcasters with programmes of better quality.
Ted Lasso.
Netflix's success capped a sweep by streaming platforms. Apple TV's Ted Lasso won Best Comedy Series.
Are you kidding me?
I think that's what it's all about, embracing change.
Unlike the virtual ceremony of last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, this year saw the red carpet rolled out for the stars once again in Los Angeles. But while some things have returned to normal, how people watch television has changed. Streaming services have forced traditional broadcasters to alter their concepts of the business, and their success at the Emmys shows they now dominate the TV industry. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.